Wednesday, 6th of August, and another different morning. No blue sky, just rain. But it's that wonderful straight down rain, no wind, and it's very mild. Not hot, not warm, but very mild. The problem is, although it's lovely, and I don't actually mind getting wet, my tea's getting cold. I can't shelter the tea very well. So, maybe we'll go below the shed. There we go. Now I've got an itchy nose. Ah, isn't there something magical about raindrops just dropping onto, well, buckets, shed roofs and all kinds of things. The shed overhang is has more leaks in it now, so I'm having to shuffle along a wee bit at a time to find a spot that's not actually dripping on my head. Ah, I know some about that. That wasn't intended. I can smell cat's pee. Oh my, try to keep my device dry here. I can smell cat's pee very strong this morning, and that's not good. Yesterday, when I was out in the morning, I walked back in through the kitchen, and as I turned around at the far end, I noticed a trail of dirt from one of my sandals. So I had to quickly clean the floor up and disinfect it. And I noticed outside the back door, below the tree, cats do poo. And I had stood in it. So a cat has found its way into the garden, probably coming along in the evenings or first thing in the morning. I've had them before. It's annoying. But I'm not going to go into that this morning. Just try and keep myself calm and relaxed and in reflective mood. Slept right through last night again. Sleeping right through just means not getting out of bed, by the way, but I must be that tired now that I can't bring myself to get out of bed when I know I need to get out of bed, if you know what I mean. Yeah, that was a great big drip, a really big one, right down my face. Lovely. Tea is definitely cold. But having a really good sleep makes a difference. I'm standing in the wrong spot here. Move over, bucket. That's better, I think. But yes, I'm feeling much better. I had a long day away yesterday, from 8:30, didn't get back till after 6. Oh, that cat's pee's stronger. Sorry. Just voicing my thoughts. Yes, I had a very long day away yesterday. When I got back home, I just couldn't be bothered doing anything, so that was me in the big chair till bedtime. But it was a productive day, and this morning I was reflecting on yesterday and thinking, you know, it was good. It was a good day. A long day, but a good day. And I think that's made me better, made me feel a bit better. I noticed recently that I couldn't remember my dreams. I could remember little bits and pieces, but I couldn't remember an awful lot. In fact, to be honest, very well. And that wasn't me. I could remember dreams vividly. Not them all, of course, but especially the ones before you wake. I remember so much about them. And I've noticed recently that I've lost that ability. Until last night, that is. And I have this amazing YouTube video in my head at the moment. MyTube, it should be. MyTube video. Replaying. I don't know where I was, but it was by the sea. I can't remember why. But I stole a double-decker bus. There was no one. I think there were people on it to start with, and they all got off, and I stole the bus. And I was driving all through this town, uphill in Dunbrae, and trying to find my way back down through this town to the seafront. For some reason, and I kept taking turnings that weren't good, and then I spotted a bus depot. I was going to pull in, but there was a woman standing there, a marshal, and I thought, well, she's going to recognise me behind the wheel, so I kept driving, put my head down, and so on, and so on, and so on. So that dream, and I can still picture it all yet, absolutely brilliant, driving a double-decker bus. Why I stole it? Don't know. Was it one of these dreams that you always had of doing, like being a fireman, like Rich, or an aircraft pilot? No, I've never dreamt of driving a double-decker bus before. But it was great, and a great adventure. That's two wee wrens. Can you hear that wee chirp? That's one wren under the tree. And there's another one on top of the wee bird feeder house, the shelter pond. See, if I had just standing here, blending in with the shed, if you can blend in with a bright checked shirt. But if you stand still, they seem to accept it. And the advantage of standing here and looking back across the garden, that's another wee wren. Oh, brilliant. Is that you can see things in it, and be allowed to see things you wouldn't see if you're standing open, if you get my drift on that. Hello, Mr. Blackbird. How are you this morning? Now that you just flew right up on the top step, is it at the back door beside me here? And I know what he's doing. It's feeding me. Even my wife has noticed this, that if she's in the kitchen, he'll come and sit in the corner of the shed looking straight in at her, or round the other window, and he'll look straight in from there. It's incredible. I swear if we left the kitchen door open, he'd be in. Anyway, this is pleasant. Very pleasant. It's getting heavier though. Oh well. Tea's gone off now. I end up with a cup of cold water. Ah, but it's lovely. If it stays like that, and I remember, I'm going to come out and open the shed door and sit in my wee deck chair and just sit quietly and look out at it. Just be nothing for a wee bit.